Welcome to another edition of In Focus. Very pleased to have with us via Zoom today, Mr. John Jordan, the MPP for Lanark Frontenac Kingston. Mr. Jordan, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thanks very much, Bob. Great to be here.
May I call you John?
Absolutely.
Listen, there's a number of things that we want to go over with you. It's been a while since we've spoken, but that just means that you've been very busy. So I guess the first question that I have for you is, as you have been busy, what have you been doing to better the lives of the people in Lanark Frontenac Kingston?
Well, there's actually, there's been a lot going on in Lanark Frontenac Kingston. And as you know, I have great staff here in Smiths Falls to address constituents' concerns. And that's a lot of what I get involved in as far as issues coming into this office, individual issues, and then following up with our ministers and our deputy ministers and parliamentary assistants for those ministries. And the staff are really do the digging on that and resolve it. It's surprising the number of access concerns and navigation concerns and just helping people with a whole basket of things. But there's also a lot going on in the riding as far as investments go and very positive stuff. Of course, we've heard about the not so positive with canopy growth. But Smiths Falls is always there for the people, and as am I. And there is a job fair coming up on March 22nd for anybody that's interested. It's going to be at Settlers Ridge, 2 to 7, and Smiths Falls is organizing that. On the good news side, the Carlton Place Hospital, the emergency department, is construction going ahead as planned. They're right on schedule. Stone Ridge Manor in Crown Place is nearing completion. Elmont Country Haven phase one is completed. And I just found this out, actually, that some residents have already moved in. So that's a positive side. And I have been speaking with Perth Community Care. And Perth Community Care will see shovels in the ground this summer. So we'll have a brand new home in Perth opposite where their current location. So those are just some of the things that are happening in this riding.
And we got the good news, of course, today about the new health hub that's coming to Carlton Place as well. So that's another positive thing. I think, really addressing the health needs in what is an incredibly fast growing community.
Yeah, and absolutely. And thanks for reminding me of that. I did have the opportunity yesterday to speak in the chamber about the family health team expansion, the Ottawa Valley Family Health Team getting more funding to expand those services into Carlton Place and Beckwith, which is, as you know, the growth in that area is, the largest across Canada. So more services is very important. And so I'm excited that funding has been approved and we're going to have interdisciplinary team. And I'm a big fan of interdisciplinary team from my times in the CHC world, as you know. So I think that'll go a long way to help people in the Carlton Place and Beckwith area and even beyond that.
You mentioned that, you field a number of issues and concerns from residents. Is there anything that any common ground, or what are some of the more common issues that multiple people ask about?
Getting information on new programs that may be coming. There's a lot of great education programs, particularly in the healthcare sector. So keeping track on that. We did do a little round table here. The staff here organized that, to their credit, for our seniors to know what programs are available for them. We are going to have do a similar one for agriculture, which will be coming up. And so trying to make people aware of what services are available in Ontario for their assistance and to make sure that they can they know how to access those services.
Excellent. Now, I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about healthcare. We got the report from the financial watchdog this week that said, $1.25 billion, I believe it was, or it was over $1 billion that had been earmarked for healthcare in the first 9 months of the fiscal year hadn't been spent. And when people know the issues that we're seeing here in mainly in Lanark County with hospitals having to close different departments. Thankfully, it hasn't happened for a while, but we know that they're looking for money to help recruit and bring people in. And it seems like there's a lot of money that's left on the table. We also hear about wait times and so on. And it just seems like this money that wasn't spent could have been used in at least one of those different areas. So maybe you could just sort of explain to us why this money wasn't spent.
Yeah, sure. And I think, it's no secret to anybody that COVID has had an impact, and not to use that as an excuse, but there was surgeries that didn't happen. There was new services that weren't able to be carried out because of the restrictions of COVID. But one thing this government is well known for over the years is good fiscal management. And that doesn't mean that money is being held in the bank that could be used. The money is flowing out into the system now that we're in recovery mode. You know, for COVID alone, $3 billion was spent just in long-term care for infection prevention and control and PPE as well, personal protective equipment. So, you know, there's every day I go into that chamber and there's some new initiative coming out. And Sylvia Jones is, there's been a lot of new initiatives in healthcare. Home care is another one that we're really focusing on because our issues in healthcare with access and capacity, the solution is multifaceted. And, but you know, it involves home and community care. Our community paramedic program has received a huge expansion. Every community in Ontario now has access to community paramedics programs, which takes great pressure off of our physicians' offices and our hospitals and our long-term care homes, for that matter. The more we can focus on keeping people and giving people the services they need in home, and those dollars are flowing out. So we don't need to be concerned that money isn't going to be spent or hasn't been spent. We need to focus on spending it wisely and directing it at the services that we need and that will have the greatest impact on our healthcare system.
Do you expect that by the end of the fiscal year that money will be spent, that you'll basically have spent what had been budgeted for healthcare?
Well, it'll be spent wisely, I can guarantee you that. And there's some, like I say, there's a lot of new initiatives coming out. So I expect what is budgeted will be spent.
We were fortunate enough to speak with MPP Clark from Leeds, Granville, Thousand Islands, and Rideau Lakes about the healthcare plan that you mentioned a little bit there. Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about the benefits of this plan. We know that there are three pillars that are addressing different needs for the healthcare system, but maybe just sort of bring it down to Lanark County for us and tell us how this is going to be of benefit for those of us living here.
Well, and not just here either, Bob, it'll be across the province. You know, by taking and people being able to access all health service providers, private or public, with publicly funded dollars, with their OHIP card, By accessing all the health service providers, we can help take the pressure off and alleviate the great variance we have now between demand and supply. So that's one of it, getting people being able to get the right care from the right provider in the right place. And I know we've heard that many times, but this plan is actually getting it done. Faster access to care and hiring more healthcare workers. You know, it's no secret we have many programs directed at staffing and increasing the access to care. There's, you know, it's nice to have, you know, good facilities. We're building new hospitals. We've got new training facilities. We are building on the 12,000 new nurses and registered to work in Ontario that we brought on last year. And now we've got the streamlining of the certification of the international trained healthcare workers. The Learn and Stay program is great for rural and northern Ontario, where we're covering the tuition costs with a 2-year commitment for someone to work in the rural and northern areas. $4.9 billion has gone out to hire more than 27,000 long-term care staff. So, and that is needed because of our commitment to have an average of 4 hours of care for residents of long-term care homes. So, you know, those are some of the initiatives that are coming out and are already in process and being implemented. So I think, you know, we're on the right track. I'm kind of proud to be part of that because I'm a task-oriented person, and there's something happening every day. So it's kind of exciting to be part of it.
All right. Now, we did talk a little bit about long-term care, but was there anything that you wanted to add about that? Because, of course, that's your portfolio, isn't it?
It is my portfolio, and I'm going to be traveling you know, over the March break, visiting some of our long-term care projects that are in place. There was additional funds provided by the ministry because we had a bit of a stall in our building of beds. You know, the promise of 30,000 beds and another 28,000 reconditioned beds. And with the rising interest costs and the rising construction costs, things started to stall. But the ministry stepped up and offered additional dollars to move that through for those projects that could get shovels in the ground before August 31st. So things are flowing again, and we'll see what happens after August 31st. But things are back on track that way. So it'll be very helpful to get those additional 30,000 beds on track and people in those homes.
Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with today, sir, before we let you go?
Well, I think, you know, the Ottawa Valley Farm Show is going to be over March break, March 13th or 15th, 16th, 17th, I think it is. Don't quote me on those dates, but it's close in there. Lisa Thompson, the Minister of Agriculture, will be visiting us here in Smiths Falls. And we're going to have a bit of a round table with some of our agricultural representatives. So that'll be the next visit that we have into the riding. So I'm looking forward to Lisa coming in.
Excellent. Well, John, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for taking the time to do just that and to speak with your constituents.
Thanks very much, Bob.
Our guest today on In Focus, MPP John Jordan, of course, from Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.